here are the characteristics of an adult, spiritually speaking. One, that they esteem earthly things lightly. This stuff down here is nice. It does not matter. Right? Deadness to disapproval or praise. Deadness. It does not throw me off my horse if you don't like what I do or criticize me. I'm not going to bury my head in the sand and go wish that I could just die and Jesus would come back tomorrow. But then I'm also not going to puff myself up and say, oh, I know, I'm great, thank you. Right? That is not an adult. The third one is the ability to recognize God at work. So Hebrews 11:24. Let's look at this. It says, by faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. Think about what Moses walked away from. He was adopted by Pharaoh's daughter. The inheritance that he had coming to him was a plethora of riches and jewels and power, but he decided to leave that behind because God was not in it. So we cannot grow spiritually if we put earthly things above spiritual things. We just can't. And this becomes tough between childhood and manhood, because in between that gap right there, we have a lot of people that are still pulling on us. Like, you need to hang out over here. You need to do this. For example, little things, right? So before we were actually serving in the church, we're like, oh, it's Saturday night. Ah, I'm just going to go ahead and hang out with my friends, not worry about church in the morning. I'm just going to sleep in. Not a big deal. Right? We say, well, I can be a Christian without going to church. Yeah, but you can be an isolated Christian and not really plug into what it is that God has for you to do in the body of Christ. You sure can. You're not going to tap into the fullness of what is available, right? Maybe you say, well, you know, I need a new job, right? We all have to do this sometimes, right? Get a new job. Well, we work Sundays. Okay. Well, can I come in after I go to church? Well, I'm sorry, we ask that everybody be here at a certain time. Okay, well, can I work every other Sunday? Well, I can't guarantee that. Well, then I guess this is not the job for me. I need to go to church, right? Maybe I could just sleep in for another 10 minutes. You know, the Lord is going, hey, why don't you spend some time in the Word with me this morning? Oh, I'm tired and feathered, right? Or, you know, hey, this brand new church is in town. You need to come on and check it out. Like, oh my goodness, we got so much going on. But you knew 6, 10, 14 months ago, the Lord was like, this is where I want you. This is where I want you. Plant here because this is the supply that I have for you. But God, it's so brand new, and all my friends are going. How do you know they're not listening either? Right? So we have things that we can work out as we change from a child to an adult. Isaiah 119 says that if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. It's not that God doesn't want us to have good things, right? He just doesn't want us to put the earthly things above the spiritual things, because when we put the spiritual things first, he'll bring good things. God wants us to prosper, but he doesn't want us to put the dollar first, right? What did Jesus say? If wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be. But if we put money back here, we put God front as we tithe, as we give, even changing jobs so we can go to church, he can move mountains just for you financially because you're honoring him first. So 3 John 2, like Pastor Aaron was saying, is, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. That's covering financially, materially, spiritually, and physically. And Psalm 1:1-3 says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose life also shall not, or I'm sorry, not life, leaf, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. What's the key here? We're putting spiritual things first. When we put God first, it's going to feel like a sacrifice, because it is. It is. But those who are willing, Lord, I just want to get up more earlier. Lord, I just want to make it to church. Okay, willing is great. That's a start. But we also must be obedient. Okay, I am going to get up earlier. I am going to church on Sunday. Because it's not just being heartfelt, like, God, I want to love you more. So do it. Right? Mom, I love you, but I'm not going to listen to you. Well, then you don't really love me, because you're not doing what I ask you to do, right? So when we become willing and obedient, that's when we eat the good of the land. And people make decisions every day because of earthly things without consulting the Lord. We know a lot personally. They relocate their family. They start a new job. But is there a good faith-filled spirit led Bible teaching church where you're going? Well, I don't know. I just got a good job coming to me. Okay, well, that's great and all, but you might want to pray about it, because in seeking after a better paycheck, you might lose your family. And you don't need to do that, because you can't replace that, right? Earthly things keep people from connecting to church, right? We were just using some examples a second ago. We cannot prosper without one another. And there's something that we've kind of fallen into, is when it's easier to lay in bed and watch our phone and the teaching on the phone. The teaching is good, right? But we cannot connect with human beings. Flesh, you know, shaking hands, hugging, talking to one another. There is a piece to the human being that needs to function in a physical realm. And that checks into our spiritual being to help us grow. You know, Ashley, I was praying this week, and you were on my heart. How are you? Right? You can't really go into depth on Facebook Messenger, right? And you definitely don't have anybody from the church on TV calling you, making sure you're good. There is a personal connection that, as we mature, that we realize that I need this. It's not about going to heaven when you go to church. It's not about being a Christian. I don't need to go to church to have acceptance with God. That's not what this is about. It's about the fact that God ordered us not to forsake the assembling, because there is a supply that you need. Well, I don't really like the pastor. Did he tell you to be planted there? Well, yeah. Well, then there's a reason. It's not about your opinion. It's about his command to you. Because you don't know that that pastor hasn't been praying for someone like you. Right? You don't know, but God knows everything. So when we put earthly things first, it will also cause us to lose our families, lose our kids. Because what you're teaching them is that God is not as important as these other things. Well, I want to go on vacation. You need to go on vacation, right? But not every single week, right? You need to at least tap in somewhere where you're placing value on the things of God, especially if you've got kids in your home. They need to hear you speaking the word. They need to hear you praying. They need to see you reading the word. They need to see you lifting up the people at church, not tearing them down. They need to see these things, because when they become adults, it will make the decision for them. Do I want this God thing or not? And we need to determine that God comes before everything, even ourselves and our relatives. I said it, our relatives. How can you be going to that church You know, I read that Bible for years. I don't know what you're getting out of it. It'll confuse you. What are you talking about? Right? God first. There was a story that I heard where there was a little girl at home who was, you know, kind of getting over a cough. And they were together with their family for Christmas, right? Christmas was on a Saturday. Church, of course, was on a Sunday. And so they were all together, opening presents Saturday morning. And the next day, because they're still at their relative's home, they're going to church because this particular minister was scheduled to teach that morning. And grandma says, well, why don't you just leave the little girl here? She's still coughing. You know what the minister said? We already laid hands on her. We already declared the word of God. If I let her stay, she will learn that Christmas dinner with her grandma is more important than getting her butt in the car and going to church. So how radical are we willing to get? Well, I don't want them to get sick. I don't want everybody else to get sick. Well, then you're placing value more on those germs because of our society teaching than you are on the fact that what if she gets healed? This is the healing, man, right here. And there's a different anointing when we're together. It's called a corporate anointing. When we all lay hands on that child, we command those symptoms to go. That's what they have to do. But we stroke it. Oh, I'm going to call out sick from church. How is it symptoms like to show up on Sunday morning and not Tuesday morning? Because the devil knows what he's doing. He wants to keep you out. He wants to keep you out, right? So deadness to disapproval or praise. And we're going to finish up with this. 1 Corinthians 4, 3 through 4. It says, but with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the Lord. Paul had grown to the point that he was not influenced or affected by what others thought of him. He only sought God's approval, and the law of love governed him. So it didn't matter what people thought, nor did it matter what people did. Dude, he was stoned at one point and left out there for dead. It didn't matter what people did or said. He didn't even harbor a grudge. He said, you're not my judge. You can do whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. He's my judge. And as long as I'm doing what he's called me to do, I'm good. Right? Amen. So immature Christians, we can identify as becoming restless, uneasy, and full of self-pity when we get criticized. They don't like me, I guess. I don't know. I tried my best, right? You lose sleep over what they said. You lose sleep over what they're going to do. You lose sleep because you haven't talked to them, but because so-and-so said that they said this and criticized, right? Or what about when you are praised? What about being lifted up? Or maybe now I feel better because somebody gave me a compliment. Okay, sure. Full of self-importance. Oh, I guess I'm the best on the worship team because, right? Or I'm the best at what I do because they're tossed to and fro. This is a child tossed to and fro because of their confidence in what people say. They're very self-conscious, thinking of what others could be thinking, trying to maintain popularity. And sometimes we look at popularity as being like the most liked on Facebook. That's not what that is. It's about being liked by everyone. Guess what? It's never going to happen. Okay? Mature believers are God-conscious and always thinking about what God's word says about them. And they walk according to that. Yeah, I made the mistake. Yeah, I said that and I shouldn't have, right? Yeah, I bought the dress and it was too expensive, but I'm gonna wear it, right? Because God thinks I'm great, I'm lovely, I'm beautiful, it doesn't matter. I'm blessed, I'm favored, he loves me, right? 1 Corinthians 13, 5. This specifically within our love scriptures points to this part of it. It says, love is not rude. So when somebody criticizes us, we're not all like, oh yeah, well you're, calm down. It's not self-seeking, so I need to find approval.